So Tom Dutton, Miami University, also director of the Center for Community Engagement here in Over the Rhine. A great example of this would be to talk about concentrated poverty. We've heard this term a lot. And how do you begin to tell the story of a place like Over the Rhine? 30,000 people in 1950, maybe 5,600 people now. Mostly white in 1950, mostly black in right now. So how does that happen? And it's being called concentrated poverty. But it's actually just one side of the coin. Oh, by the way, think of this term concentrated poverty, because the issue is when you begin to think about making policies to address that, everybody seems to concentrate on the concentrated side. The problem is concentrated poverty, not poverty. Think about it. You know, so as opposed to let's eradicate poverty. If you think about the other side of the coin of concentrated poverty, you have to talk about the suburb. And between the 50s, the 60s, and 70s, where did all those white people go? Right? And you might think it's because of the car, and you might think it's because of the freeway and things like that. It's actually our federal government that was the trigger. Mm-hmm. And through FHA loans, right, which started in 1934, you know, which basically liberalized the mortgage system of finance in this country so that people on, you know, the lower middle class and working class could begin to own a home in the suburb, which was available to white people and not available at all to black people, really. Remember that FHA had certain kinds of requirements. It was oriented towards single-family house type construction, not renovation. It was oriented around new construction, not renovation, right? But there was a neighborhood appraisal process that was associated with FHA, such that if you wanted to try and get money to renovate your house or part of your neighborhood in urban areas, you couldn't, because the practice of redlining was in effect. Banks, insurance companies would literally draw red lines around neighborhood areas, and even if you were financially capable as a person of taking on any loan, you're not going to get it because you live in this redline area. So through practices like redlining, practices like neighborhood improvement associations, practices like restricted covenants, black people never had the mobility that white people had, and they, white people, took advantage of those opportunities provided by the federal government. Between 1934 and 1964, $138 billion in loans went out to the suburbs through FHA loans. $138 billion. 98% of those loans, white people. This is why you have, you know, you never hear the other side of the coin. Concentrated poverty. How about concentrated whiteness? You know, so let's talk about the suburban white ghetto as well as the, you know, what's now called the black inner city.
Whoa!